Morning, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining. And this is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create your own life. The idea that you are born with something. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And that thing is exactly the best option for us to create a fulfilled, happy life. Not just rich, millionaire, have all these things, but a complete life where you're able to feel fulfilled. You are happy. Not feeling joyful, not having bursts of excitement, but a general happiness in your life. Not one void of problems. Everybody have problems, there will always be problems, but a fulfilled life. So there's this idea that we don't challenge the way we were raised. We don't challenge the things we were taught. And some of those things are totally off. They're just incorrect. And some of them have aged. They're no longer relevant. It doesn't work like that anymore. But human beings don't like change. So we will go to every extent to protect what we know, the usual, the normal. That's how our brains are wired. We're hardwired to stay doing what we are doing. The best prediction of what you will do tomorrow is what you are doing today. I'll say that again. The best prediction of what you are doing, of what you will do tomorrow, is what you are doing today. Now, I'll tell you one of the things that was totally overlooked all throughout my formative years in the educational system, in the socialization system, that is probably the greatest, one of the greatest barriers to our success and our self-actualization. And I cannot imagine that this has been ignored. Even though we grew up in a religious, the Christian faith, where it is heavily purported in the Bible, but all that was skipped right over. So it was channeled to religion, meaning that we were expecting God to do it for us instead of understanding that God was saying, learn how to do it for yourself, or this is what you are to do. So I'll tell you, I'll preface this thing with a story. So I was into the automotive industry. We had an automotive garage. We repair vehicles, sell vehicles, that type of stuff. So it's this young kid who, you know, modifies vehicle, what they call trick it out and put all these fancy things on it. It looks very nice, a great paint job with all the flares on it and just look so nice, very clean, just a pleasant sight to look at. Well taken care of. But the guy would not change anything in the engine. He would put the worst oil in, the lowest grade oil. He would go for a long time before he gets a service. The engine was just in bad shape and it was always breaking down. And although this thing looks good, it just didn't work well. It was always encountering problems after problems after problems. What does this have to do with you? So as human beings, we mostly take care of the physical. So we're out there taking a shower, personal hygiene, best clothes, best filters on our photos, nice poses, nice vacations, just that look good in the physical, that real presentation physically. But we don't take any time, or we have not been cultured or taught to take care of our minds, our mental state. People ignore their mental state. There's no care, there's no work, there's no attention given to nurturing and preserving and taking care of the mind. And that is a huge misstep. So most times it's not that we need to slow down, for example. We need to calm down, but we don't know how to do that. And then that's why society is in the anxiety, ADHD, the mental breakdowns, all that sort of stuff. Because everything is about the physical and nothing about developing our minds so that we can maintain an empowering state of mind. We don't know how to access that empowering state of mind. We don't know how to channel our minds to keep us in an empowering state. And we don't know how to bring ourselves back from a disempowering state. We know nothing about our minds, nothing about controlling our mental state. Everybody is, for example, waiting to be offended. Everybody's on the edge. Everybody's using ego. Everybody's into judgment. Everybody's into feeling disrespected and taking things personal. Everybody's into stress. Everybody into depression. Everybody's into anxiety. All of these things because of bad mind management. Mind management is not even a thing. Because nothing or no one has taught us how to identify the mind as the engine, like the guy with the car, identifying that this engine drives this body. And you could have this beautiful body, it will just be staying there, or it will always not be able to perform or to take you where you need to go if you don't take care of the next important component in this makeup. An important component for the human is the mind. You cannot drive the body very far or do great things without the mind being taken care of. You must learn how to manage your mental state. You must learn how to hack it, like you know how to hack your body. You drink a Red Bull and you go and you pull yourself out of bed and you set the alarm and you push yourself and you go. You must know how to push your mind. You must know how to discipline your mind. You must know how to focus your mind. You must know how to strengthen your mind. These things you can go learn. Just research it. Are you writing your gratitude list? Are you walking in nature? Are you listening to music? Are you reading something? Are you listening to something empowering? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are of an elevated mindset? Are you working on your consciousness? Are you thinking for yourself? Are you getting the information that helps you to think? And I always talk about this. And this is where it breaks down in real life. Our minds are like sounding boards. So, for example, we have a decision to make and we're in a problem. Most people only have their past experiences that they have gone through and how they were raised, which is their culture, as sounding boards upon which to make decisions. In other words, they only have those two pools of information to pull from. A little bit of genetics and the way they were raised and information and experiences they have been exposed to throughout their lives. When you come out into this wide world, it usually needs much more than that to come up with good decisions, good ideas, and to make better judgment. Most of us have added nothing to that pool. I've not established any more pools. We don't read books. We don't read autobiographies. We don't meditate. We don't do yoga. We don't exercise. We don't do nothing to strengthen the mental state that we have. So what do? We make poor decisions. We have weak opinions. We have weak ideas. And we have weak solutions for our problems. Leads right back to us not investing in our mental. Like success, Tony Robbins always says. Tony Robbins says, look, success is 20% mechanics, 80% psychology. 20 mechanics, 80% psychology. Mechanics, we can teach you how to do it. Okay, all right, how do you build this thing? How do you get to do that thing and to do this thing? They can put you in a program and they can show you how to do it. And You just need to spend the time and put in the effort and it's done. But then all that only happens if you master the 80% psychology. Will you get the have the discipline? Will you have the tenacity to ride it out? Will you have the focus to be consistent? And these are the things that stack up on the mental side. My message? Work on your mental. Find your ways, find the hacks, find the tactics, find the strategies, find the principles of strengthening your mindset. Some people call it mental toughness. Some people call it awareness and consciousness. But I'm saying that work, effort, care has to be put on your mind. Otherwise, it's like a guy who has a car and his tires are done. No good. And he's driving and he's going along and everything is fine. It's good. Because the road is smooth. He goes into a turn. Road is not so smooth. Or there's a small bit of a blunt instrument somewhere on the road. Poof. Puncture. Spin out. Hit the curb. Over the precipice. Run into somebody. Because his tires are not good. So he's good. He's running smooth. He thinks he's okay. But when he hits some poor conditions on the road, it's all over. Same thing with the human experience. You're good. The physical is fine. Ignore the mind. You're in your humdrum routine, regular routines, regular life. Everything is fine. And you think you're okay. You're good. No problems. Adversities come. Spin out. Because you don't have the mental. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. Work on your mental state. See you on the next podcast.